The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hi everyone, happy birthday to me. I am turning 30 this week and I am saying goodbye to my 20s and welcoming in a brand new decade. I cannot be any more excited and I just know that the next 10 years is going to be 10 times better than the past 10. And I loved my 20s. Like, I don't think I could have lived it any better or any other way that would have made me happier. So for me to be saying that, I don't even know what's coming my way, but I know that it is coming. In today's episode, I want to share how to keep dreaming bigger for yourself. If you think that you are already at the tippy top, how to go even farther and how to expand your thinking tenfold. I just got off a private coaching call with one of my dear, dear clients who came to me at the beginning of the year with a $50,000 salary in New York City that she was wanting to leave. And we celebrated replacing her $50,000 salary in less than 6 months' time by focusing on and growing her online business. We were super intentional with her strategy and we held her accountable to everything that would get her to this point, knowing that replacing her corporate salary by June was possible and she just had to execute on the action items. But what this required was a huge, huge mindset shift. She thought it was impossible in January to achieve this, yet here we are doing what she once thought was impossible. Now the goalposts have shifted, and what we are working on achieving is reaching six figures by the end of the year. And this was an amazing goal to set together because A, it came out of her mouth. It wasn't me suggesting this. This is what she has decided that she wanted to do. And the concept of doubling your income in 1 year is seemingly so impossible for most of the people out there. Like if you went up to your employer and you're like, I want to double my salary, what are the chances that they're going to say yes, right? Some people struggle with even like a 5 or 10% increase year over year, but here we are setting these seemingly impossible goals for ourselves and knowing with internal certainty that we are capable of achieving it. So what does this tell us? This illustrates the very simple concept that our upper limits are imaginary, that what we think is possible and impossible at any given time, our upper and lower limits are set by our current limitations, our current capabilities, our present thoughts, and they are not absolute truth. We did this exercise. We draw a line. And at any given moment in your life, we list out what we think is impossible for us as our upper limit and what we think is possible for us and we are too good for as a lower limit. And what you'll find is by working with a coach, your upper limits become your lower limits at an insanely rapid rate. And the more you do this, the more times you recognize that what was once impossible for you is now your reality. at any given moment, any time that thought comes up of, oh my gosh, like, how will I do this? This is insane. Like, am I capable? Is this ridiculous? Like, I don't even know how I'm going to get there. Anytime you're in those situations, you instead feel so at ease knowing that you have expressed it to the universe. You have created a plan for yourself and you know that it is coming your way. Instead of being overwhelmed and flustered, you feel at peace knowing that it is already yours. And this is exactly what I want to speak about on this week's episode about turning 30, because I know how much better my life can get, although it is already insanely wonderful. I know that I will never stop dreaming bigger and better. There is always something more out there. I'm completely grateful for what I do have, but I'm just calling in even more self-awareness, growth, love, impact, and thinking bigger. When I was working in New York City and I told my coworkers that I had wanted to quit my job, I wanted to start my own business, I wanted to take risks in my 20s, no one really understood where I was coming from. I would use all of my vacation days to travel and to experience new things, and people didn't understand why I wasn't saving up for a down payment or why I wasn't thinking about planning a wedding or starting a family. I knew my interests were different. I knew I wanted a different life. Sometimes it would get to me where I would question myself, am I capable of doing this? What if I don't make any money and I would have to come back into corporate, which at that time was the worst case scenario, although it was still a really good one, right? I was like, if anything, I'll just get back to where I am currently and it wouldn't be the end of the world. When I booked a one-way flight to Bali, when I had visited so many countries and decided I wanted a base, I booked a one-way flight to Bali, and then the questions were, how long are you going to stay for? How is your visa going to work out? Why wouldn't you just stay in America? How are you going to meet someone that can keep up with you? And there were a new series of questions of doubt. Then when I grew my business to multiple six figures, I met my dream partner who I traveled the world with. The series of questions now becomes, when will you settle down? Are you going to do this forever? And the point I'm trying to make here is that no matter what stage you are at, if you are taking an untraditional path, you're never going to stop getting questions from people who don't understand. And it's not from a place where they're trying to intentionally bring you down. It's simply from a place where they don't understand and it's so foreign to them. So it's never going to go away. But if you let those doubts stop you, that's where it becomes dangerous. You have the power and you always have the power to keep dreaming bigger for yourself. Never ever settle. So, with that being said, having achieved and experienced so many things in my 20s, going to every single continent except Antarctica, living around the world, building amazingly successful businesses, having incredible clients, having such an ambitious community, and just surrounding myself and nurturing a group of the best entrepreneurs in the world, how do I keep dreaming bigger? It comes down to two simple steps. The first step, I've always taken inventory of who inspires me and what about their lives I want to incorporate into my own. I did this when I was in finance and I saw people working from their laptops. I knew that's what I had wanted. Then I saw people traveling the world with their boyfriends and I was like, this is the type of relationship that I want. I want it to be creative, to be nurturing, to be collaborative, and I made an entire list of characteristics that I wanted in my future partner. I did this when people were hitting multiple six figures a year, having multiple five-figure months and weeks, I knew I didn't want to ever be limited by money. I didn't want to have to decide where in the world to go based on a budget. I wanted complete freedom. So I found people who had this lifestyle and I learned from them. I invested in mentors, in coaches, in masterminds, in courses that would help me grow my business to the level it is today. Doors are open to Momentum Mastermind. If you are an online service-based business owner who is currently making less than $5,000 a month and you want to join a group of ambitious, like-minded entrepreneurs to hit your first six figures, then this is for you. Momentum is our six-month group coaching and one-on-one hybrid program where we focus on sales, systems, scaling, balancing business growth with alignment and purpose in your life. We start in July and support you through to the end of the year, where we create a custom strategy for your business and help you reach your goals with accountability. Think bigger, better, and fully supported every step of the way. Click the link in the episode description to learn more and enroll, or send me a DM on Instagram at The Wanderlover to chat and set up a discovery call. We can't wait to welcome you inside. Now back to today's episode. Number two, the second step, is to reflect on these goals and ask, is it crazy enough? Am I feeling the same level of uncertainty, of excitement, and of fear as when I felt when I decided I wanted to quit my corporate job and didn't know how it was going to play out? Am I feeling the same energy? If your goals don't scare you, they're probably not big enough. They need to get you outside of your comfort zone. The more scary they are, the bigger you are thinking. So, some journaling prompts for you before I share with you what my big dreams are for my 30s. Number one, what is something that you thought was impossible 5 years ago, but is your current reality today? Number two, what is something you currently think is impossible for you in 5 years? Number three, does this scare and excite you at the same time, thinking about what could be in 5 years? And number four, are you feeling the same energy, the same confusion, the same resistance to this goal that you felt 5 years ago when you were building out your current reality? These are the series of questions that I journal about, and over time, I recognize that what is impossible for me is simply a figment of my imagination. The universe is already doing its magic, and it's already bringing things to me. I just need to accept it the same way I accepted everything given to me in my 20s. So, my big goals for this next decade, three main things, and you guys have probably heard me speak of this on the podcast before. Number one, real estate. I want to start investing in properties around the world. Number two, I want to start a family and I want to become a mother. And number three, I want to be on TV or be in Hollywood and try my skills with acting. All of these things, I have no idea how they're going to happen. I have no previous experience with real estate, families, raising a family, or acting. But like how my entrepreneurship journey started, I know that I just need to focus on the goal and the path will work itself out. I love being a beginner at things and I love learning new things. So these are all worlds that I have a lot to learn about and a lot of experience to be gained, which really excites me. One thing I will note is now that I am thinking about marrying Rags and eventually starting a family, what has been coming up is a lot of doubt from family members, from friends who are purely inquisitive, like, where will you raise your kids? How will they adapt to this lifestyle? Do you think you're going to settle down? And all of these questions, I don't have an answer to, right? And sometimes it does get to me. Sometimes I experience the same doubt like I did in finance when people were questioning my next move or when I was going to book a one-way flight. But what I can tell all of my peers and my loved ones is that I know that I can figure it out. I know that there are people out there who I can learn from. And when the time comes, there is nothing that I cannot handle. And I know that whatever is on the other side is far better than what I can even conceptualize with my life right now. I know that there is just so much unknown and there's no way I can know it in this moment. But like how the last decade, how my entire life has played out, it can only get better from here. It can only be more than I could have ever imagined. And I am just so excited to be starting from this place where I've built a solid foundation and I can only extend farther. If you are wanting to live an extraordinary life and you want to set bigger and better goals for yourself and your business, DM me on Instagram and I would love to start a conversation about how we can work together. I would love to hear your story and where exactly you want to go. Cheers to the big 3-0. Woo! See you guys in next week's episode.